Joining us on the telephone, Trish Stratus. Good morning, Ms. Stratus.
Good morning.
You are much more awake today than you were the last time we spoke.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm actually on the road right now. I'm sitting in the rain, and I pulled over just to speak to you guys.
Where are you going?
Well, I have I have to get my hair done for you guys.
Yeah, right.
It's a big day. It's a big day. I got some big celebrities coming in, so I gotta, you know, look really good for you guys.
Yeah, we're coming up there to do yoga.
Uh-huh. Are you guys excited?
Oh yeah, we're pumped.
I can hear it.
I'm really excited. What can you tell us? Todd and I are going up there today at noon to do yoga. Yeah, we are.
Yes.
I can't.
And what time does the thing start? By the way,
that would be noon.
Noon, and do we bring our own golf clubs?
Bring a club of choice, probably maybe a 7-iron would be good.
Uh huh.
And we will, you know, bend over backwards, frontwards, you name it. We're going to do it.
But what is for people like me that aren't like the most flexible? I'm flexible. I'm just not the most flexible.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing some yoga. What do you start with? Like, what's the basic, like, the entry-level bending part?
Okay, I can hear the fear in your voice, so I'm asking you to calm you down.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, the way this program is designed, it really is for beginners it's accessible to anybody because, instead of people trying to, you know, have the balance and have the flexibility right off the bat, that's not what you want to focus on. You want to focus on, you know, increasing that. So you will use the club as your support, and every pose has a variation, so you'll never feel like you're like, what the heck's going on? You really will be fine, and you're going to feel great afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, I swear.
You promise?
I swear. I wouldn't hurt you.
So now Todd's probably more flexible than me, so Todd could start with like a different entry-level position, and his back's sore. Will this help his back today when he comes?
He may feel some relief afterwards, but it's a continuous thing. So if you do it one day, you make a little bit of relief, but then go back to where it was yesterday or tomorrow. So you got to sort of just continuously do it, or at least I can give him a couple poses that maybe would help him, you know, sort of realign his spine, because that's probably what's going on.
Oh, I thought, I thought I was going to get relief in other ways with those poses.
Well, you can after.
Are we going to talk about this again, boys?
Yeah, probably.
You're so hot, Trish. How can I not?
You can't blame most people. It's like those. It's like people like you know, to a much much lesser extent. You know, when women walk around in like tight clothing and it accentuates their form, they sort of lose the right to have stuff like that said.
Okay, I thank you for that disclaimer.
You're welcome. No, we'll do it very nicely though. I promise.
What are you guys wearing this afternoon?
I'm going to be wearing some jeans and a t-shirt.
Okay, probably want to go ahead and change that up.
Why?
How about you put some comfy clothes on?
Like sweatpants?
Lululemons, sweatpants. Dean. We're going to the Eaton Center.
Just your underpants.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what? If you guys want to come in Lululemons, that would be so great. I would like that. Or underpants.
I don't think you would. I don't think you'd like any of it.
Dean wearing his boxers. Just don't stretch his leg up too far. Something might hang out the side.
How inappropriate would that be? Just you come in, you know, shirt off, boxers ready to go, and everyone's kind of awkward feeling.
Hey, let's do it in Speedos.
Yes, you guys, could you do it in Speedos? That'd be awesome.
Have you ever had to at Stratosphere Yoga? By the way, I'll get to that question in a second. How's your golf retreat? When is that? This weekend or is it next weekend?
It's next weekend.
And it's up at Deerhurst?
It is at Deerhurst, yeah.
And you can get information where? Because it's good. You do yoga, you get a couple rounds of golf, you get to hang out with Trish, golf with Trish. And when and where is it? It's Deerhurst.
It is at Deerhurst Resort, and it is next weekend, 16th to the 18th. And you can go to stratosphereyoga.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have more information there, and you can sign up there.
It's a great deal, actually. You get a lot of golf for a lot of price. Plus, you get to be taught how to stretch properly and get into the golf yoga. Now, back to what I was originally going to ask you. So, have you ever had to say to somebody, you need to go and change? That's inappropriate.
I have not personally had to do that. However, I have gotten emails from other students saying, could you please let this student know that is inappropriate?
Okay, now what was inappropriate?
Well, I guess he was wearing, you know, you can wear a Speedo, but I guess other people maybe feel like you shouldn't wear a Speedo.
You never should.
Is that what this guy was wearing?
Yeah, he was wearing kind of really small under-bottom parts and nothing on top. But it's funny because it's a little discriminatory because, I mean, really, I'm sure if he had a smoking body, I don't think there would be a complaint with
him.
He didn't have a good body, did he?
Maybe not.
Okay, so it wasn't Ronaldo or something. It was like Jonah Hill.
Yeah. And to be honest, I really didn't, I had to tell her, you know, to be honest, everyone, it's their own practice, so everyone is, you know, comfortable, whatever they're wearing, and I really have, I can't tell someone you can't wear that, so, yeah.
You just nicely talked to the person. Oh, I get it. You told the person to complain, hey, listen, you just don't look.
Well, actually, what I did is I was like, I saw them the next day, and I was like, I got you a T-shirt. You're welcome.
Good. Very sly.
And I got you some better-fitting pants.
Just a little something I did. Call me crazy. You're welcome. Okay, go put that on.
Okay, so today at noon, we're doing the golf stretch with you. Todd and I will be there around 11:30. Is that cool?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. All right, you ready? And then we're going to – I can't wait to see what you feel about it because I think you're going to enjoy it.
You know, I don't know that I know it's probably good for me, and I know it's probably a good idea.
Yes.
But I just don't really want to do any of it.
I understand this, and I understand that probably if we hadn't said this on the air, you would not be coming today.
No, I wouldn't.
I understand that, and I'm not taking it personally, but I think you're going to go, oh, my God, this is actually pretty good. And I think if you had the time, maybe it's just a time factor.
I think it's a stigma. No, it is. You're right. It's a time. But there's a stigma attached to yoga, too. Like, if tonight I'll get together with my buddies for a couple of beers. We see each other every couple of months, and tonight's our night. Just to go for a pint or two, and I'm going to, how's your day? Oh, good, I did this. And my friends are like, oh, yeah, we had to fix 20 miles of road down in this. Oh, yeah, I had to pick up 5,000 boxes today, no big deal. Oh, I worked all week doing construction. I mean,
and you're going to say?
I just did yoga.
With Todd.
All right, well, why don't you just say that Todd and I did we went to a specialized golf clinic with Trish Stratus.
Uh-huh. That's better.
She stretched us out a little today.
You are sly.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. StratosphereYoga.com. Check it out. And Trish, of course, we'll see you this afternoon. We're bringing a video camera, too, so hopefully the rest of the students are cool with that.
Excellent. I will put a disclaimer out there and get people to sign waivers.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
We'll see you later.
You bet. Bye-bye. Trish Stratus, everybody. Go to StratosphereYoga.com and go to the Deerhurst thing.